Let's get an update now on protests in the Middle East in Yemen. There are reports that the government has responded with force against anti-government protesters outside the capital. Yemeni warplanes bombed the coastal city of Zanzibar, which was captured over the weekend by Islamist militants. And in Yemen's main industrial city, Taiz, soldiers reportedly opened fire on a demonstration and used bulldozers to run down protesters, killing more than a dozen. We reached reporter Tom Finn, who writes for The Guardian newspaper. He's in the capital, Sana'a. And what more can you tell us about today's developments?
Well, the government's currently grappling on two fronts. On the one hand, it's launched a very brutal attack on a group of around 10,000 protesters in the southern city of Taiz. Now, they've been camped out in tents in a main square in the center of that city for the last 4 months. And about 3 o'clock this morning, the army moved in with bulldozers and started setting fire to tents and basically clearing all the protesters out of this area. So they clearly decided that they didn't want this protest, to carry on any longer. So we've kind of got this brutal crackdown going on in the urban area in Taiz, the second biggest city in Yemen. And in the coastal city of Zanzibar on the southern coast of Yemen, they're trying desperately to retrieve a city which is basically now overrun by around 300 or 400 Islamic militants who took over the city on Friday and have since basically been ruling it. I've spoken to a couple of residents there, and they said that this group, while the government has called them Al-Qaeda, are actually a local sort of Islamic faction who have their own grievances with the government but are not part of Al-Qaeda. Anyway, the government is now in a campaign to try and wrest control back from this group. And as you said, they've been bombing and shelling the city, as well as launching attacks from helicopters. So what we're witnessing in Yemen is a kind of, a steady deterioration of the situation, widespread in cities across the country.
And remind us, because I think it's sometimes hard to keep track of these protests in a place like Yemen, what are they seeking?
Well, the protesters have an incredibly varied set of demands. As I said, you've kind of got this urbanized, youthful protest movement. Their demands are essentially, they're asking for a pluralist democracy. They're asking for an end to corruption. They want to see fair, open and fair elections. And they're also, campaigning for free speech, just basic fundamental sort of democratic rights. But then on the same hand, you've got lots of other people who have long held grievances with the government, and their main concerns are basically economic. Yemen is the poorest country in the Middle East, and a lot of people now are turning against the government simply because they're running out of water. The economy is, entering a death spiral in Yemen. The prices of gas and water and basic commodities have skyrocketed in the last few weeks. So that's now part of this protest movement. Essentially, all these widespread grievances are all being directed at President Ali Abdullah Saleh. But as I said before, a varied group of people with a varied bunch of demands.
Tom Finn is a freelance journalist speaking to us from Yemen's capital, Sana'a. Thank you very much.
Good to talk to you. Thanks.